Albayan Radio presents The Islamic Awakening, presented by Sheikh Nasim Abdi.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Amma ba'd, welcome back dear brothers and sisters. And we are with another short episode of The Islamic Awakening. And today we'll be speaking about the importance of visits and trips between the youth. Now, we know, unfortunately, that we live in a time and an age where so many people are by themselves. And this is not something that Islam promotes. Islam promotes brotherhood. Islam promotes people to be together. You just look at so many of our acts of worship and how much of it has to do with congregation, whether it is Salat al-Jama'ah, Salat al-Eid, Hajj, the feeling of Ramadan, keeping the ties of kinship, etc. So much of our deen has to do with being around other people and keeping this close bond. Why? Because when we're close together, the shaitan has a much harder job of pushing us away, pulling us away from the right path. But when we're all separate, when no one cares about each other, no one visits each other, no one knows about any other person, no one has care for one another, then this makes the individual a much easier target for the shaitan. So it's extremely important that the youth, all Muslims, but especially the youth who have so much energy and so much fitna that they face, be close to one another. And one of the ways that people get close to one another is by visiting each other. By visiting each other, by doing things together. You go and eat together, go have fun together, go on holidays together, go to classes together, build yourselves together, do activities together like sports or working out. When you want to improve yourself, challenge yourselves, to memorize Quran together, to go and do i'tikaf together, go to da'wah trips together, etc. And this helps build that brotherhood, build that bond. And with that brotherhood and that bond means a stronger society. Because if you two are stronger, you three, you four, you ten are stronger, and over there there's another ten, and over there there's another ten, you are building a stronger community. But what happens if every single individual is by himself and no one cares about anyone else? Then how is the community going to work together? How are we going to have these strong messages, these strong Islamic organizations, these strong people cooperating upon goodness? How are we going to stand up in the face of tyranny, stand up in the face of transgression, stand up in the face of oppression? How are you going to be able to do all of that? We can't, because there isn't enough help. There isn't enough strength, and this weakens our actions. And subhanAllah, we see how beautiful it is from the time of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam until now, when the community is strong through these brotherly relations, how beautiful the da'wah can be in such a state. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was, and the companions radhiyallahu anhum, and they were who they were. Even though they would see each other, they would also in the masjid, etc., they would also visit each other. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best of men, the most busiest of men, would make time to go and visit his companions. He make time to go visit his companions and eat with his companions and sit with his companions and go on expeditions with his companions and muck around with his companions, like when they would wrestle, etc., or would race them on horse or on camel. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made time. Why? To build that strength. And so I highly encourage, speaking on behalf of the Shaykh, I highly encourage that the youth, they have these mutual visitations between one another and these activities with one another. And subhanAllah, even on a mental health aspect, we have so many people that suffer from loneliness. They suffer from loneliness and they have big problems. It could be social anxieties. It could be people having severe anxiety just in general. It could be people have depression because they don't have any interactions with other people. They don't have anyone to talk to, anyone to vent to. They don't have anyone to enjoy life with. And this causes them a lot of hardship. And so you're reaching out to these brothers, it helps. So many brothers, subhanAllah, I've seen personally, when they are by themselves, they're upset, they're lonely, they don't want to talk to anyone. They're not in the best of moods. A lot of things are negative. But subhanAllah, when they have a good network around them, you find them, they're happy and they're cheerful and they're positive and they're productive and they want to do things and they want to get stronger. And this is beautiful. And this is beautiful. SubhanAllah, what is not beautiful except that it's from our religion? This is something that the Quran promotes, the brotherhood. How much times have we heard about brotherhood? And the Sunnah, how much times it speak about brotherhood? There are ways to achieve brotherhood. And from amongst that is keeping the strong connections between us as brothers and as friends. And also, the sisters, the same thing. And, on a note from a different perspective, also it's important that the mashayikh or the du'at also have a strong connection with the youth, and inshallah we'll speak about that in the next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.